Hello and welcome to the In Shane and the Membrane podcast. I'm your host, Shane Thompson, and with me as always is the assistant to the host, Ken H. What up, Ken?
What up, sucka?
I want to make it very clear. I said assistant to the host, not assistant host. You understand that, right?
Yes, I've watched Good. The Office.
Good. It's not. Whoa. What do you mean?
Assistant to the regional manager.
I don't even know what that's a reference to.
I know.
That's okay.
That's fine.
I just want to make sure you understand your place. Do you understand your place? Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Good.
As I've shown just a little bit ago, I can pull the whole plug. That's my place.
That is true. But you know, last time we recorded, you were very combative. And
yes.
You admitted you were combative, correct?
Yes.
Are you going to be better this time?
Probably not.
Is there a certain type of food I need to stock in the green room that's going to help that?
No, I think we've created a monster.
What's your favorite snack? Hit me with it.
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
Oreos and milk, classic. It's a good one.
I'm not going to stock milk in the green room. It won't keep for more than like a week.
I did think about going to the store, and what I wanted was some type of Keurig hot tea, and then I was debating whether I should get the cold cream. I'm not going to be up here all the time, so I don't know if I need a perishable product like cold cream, or should I get the little mini cream things that you don't have to refrigerate.
I don't even know. Could you not tell from the look in my eye that I tuned you out like 30 seconds ago?
Okay.
We know each other, right? We've been friends.
I like
for a long
hot
time.
Tea.
I also like hot tea.
I like
tea.
Hot tea while we're doing the podcast.
Have I told you that my wife, she thinks it's inappropriate for a man to drink hot tea?
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, I'm English, and that's what they do all the time. Every English show, it's like, oh, the first thing they say, oh, let's do that later. How about a cup of hot tea? And I'm like, well, I'm down for that. But she says, no, men in the United States shouldn't drink hot tea. I don't know what it is.
Well, she's wrong.
I understand that, but she's my wife, Ken. And she says, I'll lose respect for you if you drink hot tea in front of me. So I'm like, I guess I can't.
Hot tea at home.
I put it in a cup that looks like coffee, but it's really hot tea. Don't tell her that.
Just drink it here.
That's true. All right, we'll bring it here. I'm going to get you some. Listen, so you're not as combative next time. I'm going to get you some hot tea.
Okay.
Honey or something. I don't know.
Regular, like English breakfast, Irish breakfast.
All right, deal.
Yeah, none
deal.
Of that.
Sugar?
None of
cream?
That chamomile.
Sugar?
Well, I wanted the flavored creamer.
No, right.
Like,
got it.
Just.
I got some in the fridge. I got, and that stuff keeps, so we're going to be good. That's good. I'm sure our listeners are fascinated by this conversation. All right. Ken, I'm well today. Thank you for asking. As always, appreciate you checking in on my state. Pretty excited. Do you know why I'm excited?
I do know why you're excited.
Why?
Because we're waiting like 10 minutes before we introduce our guest.
No, we're not. We're not. We've done that in the past.
Yes.
And we've realized it's a mistake.
Yes.
Okay. So we're not doing that this time. We're going to jump right in. Yes, we have a guest.
We do have a guest.
For the first time in our new studio, we have a guest.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And I think you know this guest, correct? When you look at him, does he look familiar to you?
He does.
Okay. How do you know him?
We dated once.
How did that end?
Became best friends.
Good. So you worked it out in the end?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you give him the it's not you, it's me speech? And then you said, let's be friends?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. 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 I'm sure he fell for that. I, too, know him. Oddly enough, we, too, dated. We lived together for several years, in fact. Did you know that?
Yes, because I think I lived there for a while, too. But not as long as
I know.
You two.
That's true. That's true. So it is a friend that we've both been, you know, pretty familiar with. I'll put it that way. And he's been, not lifelong, but majority of lifelong friend. We need to come up with a better saying for that. But his name is Brent C., protecting the last name. Brent C., how's it going, Brent?
It's going very well, Shane T. and Ken H. Thank you very
much. You can say my full name. You can say my full name. If you want. You don't have to, though.
It's fine. We'll keep it on the DL just
okay,
because it makes it easy.
Well,
and I'm not
said
that
it.
Smart.
It's already out there.
I'm
not that smart.
I'm in witness protection right now.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, they figured the best way to keep me out of the limelight was to put me on this podcast because nobody listens and I would... You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I do, and that hurts my feelings.
Okay, that was a bad joke.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell the chicken about that, too, because he's going to take it personal because, you know, he's on the podcast, too.
The chicken is, but the chicken's my pet. He gets paid more than I do, but he's still... He still belongs to
he
me.
He does. And he has a driver. So
he has a driver.
Nice. And I got to say, the chicken is incredibly talented.
Very talented. Just, I've said that.
Just to think the chicken is able to play a harmonica.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's take everyone take
That's
a second
what I said.
And digest that.
I know. With a beak.
With a beak.
How do you do that? I don't know. I watched it and I was still in disbelief. So
the chicken FaceTimed Brent C the other day and Whoa. Played it live for him just to show that it
Wow.
wasn't fake.
Wow. You know,
some people
Wow.
thought it was fake, that it was piped in music. I've heard that.
That's not true.
No, the chicken played it live.
I told you once again, I tell truth on this show. Ken doesn't. He admits that he doesn't always tell the
that's
truth.
That's not my role.
I do, though, and every time the chicken is performed live in front of me, it ain't Memorex, it's chicken, okay? It's the real deal. Anywho.
Yes.
So Brent, thanks for joining us today. I'm pretty excited. There's 1, 2, 3 of us, so we got a three-way going. Pretty great. Ken, why are you looking at me like that?
No reason.
That's a weird look that he just gave me. I don't understand that, but anywho,
anywho.
We're going to move on. Once again, Brent, what do you think of the studio?
I got to tell you, I am overwhelmed by the technology that I'm surrounded by here. You guys have got a one person standing ovation just in
wow.
awe. I'm
wow.
completely shocked.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, this is an undisclosed location.
It's a secret bunker.
So I'm sure when Ken brought you, you were blindfolded. You have no idea where we are right now, do you?
A very vague idea, but I'm telling you, people, it is unbelievable. The amount of effort that it took to assemble what I'm surrounded by is shocking. There are Air Force strategic launch sites that aren't as technologically advanced as this place is.
You know that we're not paying you, right? So you don't have to suck up.
Never mind. It's okay. A freaking dump.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's fine. We're in Oklahoma.
And I know
still.
Exactly where I am.
We're in Oklahoma.
We are.
Wow.
Yes.
Now that he knows where he is, Ken, I don't know, but we'll talk about that later.
Anywho,
that's the third. I think that's my third already. I think that's my third.
Okay.
That's check the tape.
Okay. I'll check it.
I'm counting.
That's why you're the assistant.
The over under pool 16.
And not the assistant. Do you understand? Do you understand?
I do.
Thank you. All right. So, thanks for joining us, Brent. Today, we're going to talk about, I was going to say we're going to talk about television, but it's not really television anymore.
No.
It's video, just video in general, video entertainment.
How about video entertainment? That's safe.
Because I'll tell you why I don't say TV. I don't know if you guys have witnessed this yourself. We all have children, do we not? Our children are getting older. We were all born in the same year, 1973.
Great year.
Go 73. I don't know. I guess great year.
It's strong. Strong year.
Yeah, apparently. Saw the birth of all three of us. So we all have teenage children and then some,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
I can't remember the last time my kids actually watched a television, okay? They watch their phones, whatever on their phone. Mm-hmm. And typically what they watch is YouTube on their phones, right? Their favorite gamer or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the way I would put it is how do you ingest your media nowadays?
Fair enough. And
look at the brain on Ken.
He is very
It took
smart.
Me 10 minutes to come up with that.
I saw you writing stuff down. That was impressive.
Good work. Good work.
Yeah.
Good work, Ken. So yes, times have changed, have they not?
Yes.
We still say television, but we mean, you know, video entertainment, however you're viewing it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot has changed. So for instance, I want to ask both of you this, and then I'll answer the question as well. Do you have, Ken to you first, do you have a live TV service provider?
Yes.
Is it streaming or is it like piped in?
I have
cable or something.
I have old school cable or DirecTV. I guess that's not even
DirecTV. That's not
cable.
Old school.
So that's medium school nowadays.
Okay.
DirecTV.
Okay.
I have a you know, multiple channel cable service.
Okay. Brent, same to you.
So we had the city most popular cable provider. For years and years and years, as well as DSL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Got tired of paying for it, so we cut it down to the basic. And I think I said it, we've got 8 or 9 televisions in our house. I don't even know where the remote controls are to but two or three of them.
But so you have, you do have a live service provider, just basic channel, basic
programming. Basic channel, basic, basic. Okay. Now we up that for football season. I don't know if my precious wife went back and downgraded the selection, but it's pretty minimal.
You even just have that because it's part of a package to get your internet and stuff, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for that, he probably wouldn't even have that.
Would you get rid of it?
I have no need
for
it.
Do you watch many of the channels on your live basic?
No.
What about anybody else in your household?
No.
Wow. You still watch them though, right, Ken?
I watch some, yes.
Okay. We have YouTube TV. I'll say the name of it. It's just a streaming live service. And Rand and
Shout
I do up. Watch it just ourselves. Now, Colby watches Shout it, up. My middle son, when football is on. He likes to, he'll, and we get like three streams, so he'll tune into that. But my other two don't care at all, and they don't really watch it. But we're all Gen Xers. We're Gen Xers, right? I think we're kind of, you know, the younger generation, I don't know how many of, you know, under 40s subscribe to a live television provider, you know?
I mean, they call it cord cutters, and they don't even know where the cord is anymore.
Exactly. I mean, I don't ever see my kids subscribing to a live provider like that. Now, of course, they'll have like Netflix, mm-hmm. you know, Amazon Prime, Hulu maybe, or Disney, you know, you name it. I mean, they're all different providers mm-hmm. these days. But
a la carte services.
Yes, yes. So I would get rid of it. Randa still likes the cooking shows and the football and whatnot. So we keep it just for that reason. But that's kind of where we're at. Now, I will say this, and I want we're going to go to Brent for this one first. What are you watching right now, Brent?
Right now, I just concluded a series on a popular streaming service last night. So I'm going to be in search of a new, but I've got two or three that are always on. Okay.
Name it. Where are you watching? Yeah. Is it Netflix, Amazon Prime?
Netflix. Okay. Amazon Prime's kind of the lesser versions, kind of the Dollar General of
it
the
is.
Streaming services.
What shows? So
I just finished the seventh episode of the fourth season of Ozark last night. It was the fourth season. If you haven't watched it yet, your listeners need to go check it out.
Okay. Epic. Okay. Wow. I watched the first season and then I just kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
That's what happens with me.
The first season's pretty good. The second and third season, they pretty well jumped the shark, but they got it all back in to finish strong.
I've never heard jump the shark.
That's you've never heard that before.
What does that mean?
I don't think he knows.
I really don't know.
Seriously?
I know where it came from.
So brief history of jump the shark. You remember the very popular television show Happy Days?
Yes.
Okay, you remember the character?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think you were telling me about that. Yeah.
So Fonzie's going to impress.
Okay.
He goes to set up the stunt to jump the shark.
Like on a boat, skis.
That's right.
Big ramp.
But then the show just went south after that or something? Or is that why people say that?
That show was actually pretty popular still at the time, but it just became...
It became an expression. A joke.
Because, you know, Brady Bunch.
Like going too far.
Anywho.
Junk the Shark is where that was
originated. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
I was going to say Brady Bunch brought on Oliver. You remember that? The little cousin?
No.
That's jumping the shark. Right. He has nothing to do with the show. They bring somebody in. Somebody has another kid come in on a show. And the show's going downhill.
They
do something drastic outside
of their proven formula.
But that
kind of reinvigorate.
Fast forwards to where we're at today because, you know, you're not watching many network shows anymore.
No, you're
if
not.
If any at all.
And I would argue, as many people would, that some of the best content that's available anywhere has no money behind it. So it's not advertised. It's not promoted.
What I'm finding, okay, because you both of you have recommended different shows to me. Some mm-hmm. I've liked, some not so much. Narcos, I never could get into.
I'm almost finished with it. I've hung in there.
The thing with me and my wife and I share we like certain serial shows, not on network television, streaming service. But it's the same show that we'll watch from beginning to end. And it's always going to be in the same vein of interest, right? You just can't find stuff that we will both sit down and watch on network television. Doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, everything's changed, right? I mean, I think that's ultimately what we're saying. what I find, though, is there's so much content. I'm overwhelmed by the content.
Yes, I'm a little overwhelmed.
And I know you are, Ken. And to once again, Jason S.
His shout whole, out.
Expectation or setting expectations and then meeting them, you know, all about the what's the word I'm looking for when you're blanking. You understand what I'm saying?
I have no idea what's coming out of your mouth
I just see your lips moving. I have no idea what you're saying.
I tuned you out about 10 minutes ago.
I know. We have to edit this whole part out.
No, it's staying.
Oh, great. I just need to start editing. Anyway, when you go into something...
Something doesn't meet your expectations, yes, exactly. And so you're disappointed.
Exactly. It's another word I'm looking for. But, yes, so if your level of expectation is set very high, and it comes in pretty good but not that high, then you're disappointed. And I think that's where I'm at now. I'm so spoiled with all this content.
You're looking for the chicken ringer.
No, Ken. No.
I see you attempted to lob a softball, but I'm not taking a hack at it.
Good for you, Brent.
I'm not going to jump on that.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, that's where it came up. The chicken is putting out excellent content, and you're expecting it now.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
I've said that.
The chicken is a ringer.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is again.
I don't think. Yeah. Let's move on.
Let's move beyond the chicken.
What are you watching right now? Thank you for asking.
Okay. Ken. Wow. I'm going to get some tea next time. I'm going to put a little sedative in your tea.
I'm
just
actually
so you know.
Pretty relaxed. I'm on Ambien right now. So I was fired up last episode, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know why either.
We were working in the studio.
Not just
fired
up, you were combative. It's like you're mad at me. Are you mad at me?
No, not at all.
Let's hash it out right here and now.
So
Brent can mediate.
I'm not mad. I'm actually having fun now, just picking on you.
Okay, great.
What are you watching?
I'll tell you what I'm watching, if you allow me a chance to answer the question. I'm watching Supernatural. It's not great. Stop it. It's not great, but it's pretty darn entertaining, and there's like 15 seasons and like 23 episodes per, so there's like 1,000 episodes, so I can watch it like for the next 10 years.
What service is it on?
It is on Netflix.
Anywho.
I want to know a show that you watched at an earlier age that you are now embarrassed that you watch it. Now, maybe now that you see it as an adult, the content is nowhere near as good as it was, or it's just inappropriate, or it's just not funny, or whatever. Ken?
A show that I watched when I was young.
That's correct.
That I may regret.
Regret, but kind of you're like, why did I watch that? Why? That show is not good. Why did I watch it?
Oh.
Brent, do you have a quick answer? I do.
I did. The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah? Okay, why?
I couldn't wait for The Incredible Hulk to come on. I watched it now, and I'm like, what was I thinking?
How old were you? You're talking about the original Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How old were you?
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe eight or nine,
okay.
Something like that.
And when is the last time you saw one of those original shows?
Oh, it's been recently. Brady found
Shout
it on one of the services that we subscribe to.
Okay. And you watched it?
I watched as much as I could digest.
What was so bad about it?
Everything. The acting, the storyline, the transformation of the Hulk, everything was bad. But then you think about when we grew up, there were a lot of shows that we watched.
Yes.
That you go back and look now. Think Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
The Fall Guy. Think so many shows that we watched that we just couldn't wait for. And you're like, God, that's so
stupid.
That's mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Whoa, that's mine, Ken.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dukes of Hazzard. Okay, number one, and I want to be clear about this before we touch.
Just
on
how
the
big
part.
Was Hazzard County?
So the acting is terrible.
Terrible.
The storylines are terrible.
Terrible.
It's a terrible show, right?
No, the acting and everything is terrible.
But I really looked forward to it as a kid, and I have no idea. I'm like, Shane, you're just what? Where you just had no taste when you?
I've
were
got
young?
One that you and I watched, Brent. Back in the day,
okay,
not it. Together because we didn't know each other then.
Okay.
Hee Haw.
Oh, yes. That was my grandfather's favorite show. Yeah.
It's what we like to
Are
call
you,
it Nazarene nudity.
Yes.
You're not going to call it the other name you have for it? You're not prepared for that?
No, I don't know what you're
asking.
Yeah,
you do.
I actually don't. I could come
up with
I've got multiple names I could call it.
You called it Nazarene and then a second word.
Yeah, well, no, I know what you're saying now. No, I'm not going there.
Well, I think you're accurate with that, though.
Yes, to some extent.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were, and when you look back and you look at an episode now, there's a lot of.
Is salacious a word?
Yes.
Am I using it appropriately for that?
What about scintillating?
Yes. Scintillating would also be appropriate.
I didn't even know if that's a real word.
Like, go back and watch that show now. We, Brent and I went to a lake weekend, not together by ourselves, but okay. Our wives went too.
Okay.
Not that I'm opposed to it, but.
There's so many softballs being.
It was kind of rainy outside, so we were looking for something romantic to play on the TV.
Oh, you and Brent.
We came across. We had Hulu. I think no Roku.
Roku.
Roku was the subscription service for this house we rented.
Okay.
I'm not real familiar with Roku, so okay. I'm scrolling through and I find a channel that's all hee-haw.
Okay.
All the time.
Wow.
So we put it on. It's really probably inappropriate for. Today's time.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no shot. No shot that TV that show would make it to TV today.
No, it's very very degrading towards women.
My grandfather, godly man, Frank Thompson.
Shout out.
Never missed an episode.
Yeah.
Never missed it. And he'd sit down by the TV and be like, shh, everybody quiet, you know, hee haws on.
Do you think he could watch that show and still make it to heaven?
I hope so. But yeah, hee haw. That's another one. Now, hee haw is pretty funny. You know, a lot of the jokes on there are pretty hilarious.
Yes,
and I like Conway Twitty. Who doesn't like Conway Twitty? Right?
Yeah, me. But keep going.
You don't like Conway Twitty?
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know your joke. Did you know that he lived here in Oklahoma City?
No.
True story. And he had a house that's over on the Broadmoor Golf Course, and it has like a high dive. And you can see it's right there by one of the tee boxes.
Interesting.
I always tell people that. But yeah, okay, hee haw, another good one. Any other shows like that?
That are just terrible?
Yeah, that you watched when you were young. And
not like Knight Rider, terrible. A-Team, terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
A-Team, also terrible.
People have no idea what we're talking about.
Okay, now flip it. Now I'm going to change it.
Okay.
Show you watched when you were young, and still today you think that show is fantastic.
I've got a couple.
All right,
watch it every time.
Hit me with it.
So I got two.
Okay, hit me with it. I know one. Let me guess. Can I guess one?
Yes.
Magnum P.I.?
Magnum P.I.,
oh,
baby.
Good God. No, no.
Love it.
I disagree. But
love me
fine.
Some Tom Selleck.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a Tom Selleck crush. I got
and
it.
And it's pretty
Brent,
easy.
Brent, you get to guess too.
I'm totally drawn.
No, I know it. I know it.
Yeah.
21 Jump
You got
Street.
It.
Yes. I know you can.
I was stuck
you.
At 90210, and I knew that it was one of those shows.
No.
I know. But
my wife and I watched Dawson's Creek. We used to get made fun of for that.
The show that you and I used to watch.
Yes.
Designing Women.
We did watch Designing Women, and I'm not ashamed of that at all.
No, I'm not.
To skip chapel to watch Designing Women.
Yes.
That's
and,
a true story.
And
that
price
was a much.
Right.
And by the way, much better use of our time. To watch Designing Women go in
chapel.
Just agreed. Saying.
Okay. Sorry, Southern Missouri.
I don't think, besides the first semester of our freshman year, we ever passed chapel.
I really didn't. I wrote a lot of those papers. Anywho.
I never failed.
Brent, show.
I'm the saint of the group.
Show that I watch now that I will watch any time it comes on. Dance Fever.
Oh, my God.
Dance Fever.
Do you remember that?
Was that even allowed in Arkansas?
Denny Terrio is the host.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It was a show that hit the airwaves.
American Bandstand style, maybe?
Nah, it was disco was huge. This is late 70s.
Are you sure
80s.
This wasn't a local Arkansas show?
Positive. Denny Terrio.
Did you ever watch it, Ken?
Disco in Arkansas. That's what I'm saying. That's an oxymoron.
Did you ever watch the show, Dance Fever?
I know what he's talking about.
I have no idea.
But the details, I do not know.
And you're saying you watch the show now and you like it and you think, oh, that's still a good show.
Nah, you can't find it anymore. Here it is right here.
If you could find it.
If I could find it, I would absolutely watch
it. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, let me give you two.
That's some things that Dance Fever and Brent C.
You got Ken, I guessed yours. You both of you, you're open. You can guess. Now I didn't watch it religiously when I was young. I watched it kind of off and on both of these. But now when I watch them, I think I have a better appreciation for them now, just how brilliantly written they are. Anyway, go ahead.
Can you give me I'm kind of at a loss. Could you give me a
they're
year
both,
range?
They're both shows that were a little before our time, actually. Okay, I can give
MASH.
You That's one. MASH.
Still
every
good,
time
yeah.
I flip through and I catch a MASH episode, it's hilarious to this day. It's so beautifully written. Some of the dramatic episodes are fantastic.
I'll give that.
I mean,
it's a good show.
It's obvious. It's often in a top like three of all time sitcom list.
Sure,
it's top five certainly. What's the other one?
Seinfeld.
No, but
it's still around.
No, it is. Seinfeld's great. I mean, no, it's fantastic. Yeah, but that's no. I mean, because I watch that more
around the same time as MASH. I'm at a loss.
Hopefully, our listeners could get this. Okay,
we're carrying this too far. Go.
I know we really are. Star Trek.
Okay.
See, I never got into Star Trek.
I watch Star Trek to this day. The original. Yeah. And it's fantastic. They're so good. It's the writing is just brilliant. And no joke, Star Trek was way ahead of its time.
Sure.
When you look at and you think about, you know, the different issues that they pushed on Star Trek, it's really fascinating.
First interracial kiss.
That's exactly right. Yeah, stuff like that. They really pushed a lot of those issues, social issues that needed to be pushed. And they did in an entertaining show.
I think
show,
Magnum P.I. did too, but
it probably did.
He wasn't the first.
And I don't remember that at Star Trek. I just remember these are really well written shows, and it's a great episode. But okay, well there you go. Those are mine. But yeah, I all in all, to summarize, everything's changed. But ultimately, I find myself being disappointed with more and more content and more avenues to get content. It almost felt a little more special back in the day when you had like five channels. And you had like three really good shows, and you really looked forward to that one good show on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And you know, you had just enough time in the bathroom, you know, the commercial breaks to run in the bathroom and back. It just feels like that specialness is gone now that everything's just at our fingertips. It's kind of like I do miss the days of going to Blockbuster and walking around the store looking for a video. I miss those days, you know, but now any movie I want, I can get anytime I want. With the click of a button on my phone or my iPad or my Roku or whatever. It's just, I don't know, there's some
times,
magic that's
times
gone
change,
about it.
Man.
It's just disappointing. And anymore, I just sit there looking at my TV like, what am I going to watch tonight? You know, it's a bunch of crap.
Well, we are in...
It's crap. It's crap.
It's a bunch of crap.
We are in the communication age. And
I know
everything's
that.
Instantaneous.
I know
you
that.
Know? Or
I
like,
know it. I know it. Did we still want to do the 60 seconds? We can edit that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Do you have something, Brent? I didn't really prep him for it, so
we can
catching him off guard.
We can cut a lot of this out, so it's okay. Do you want to ask
sure.
either one of us? You can ask either one.
No, I'm not. I don't participate in
fine.
This.
Fine. You can ask me a question.
Absolutely.
I got 60 seconds.
Okay.
And then I get to ask you a question in 60 seconds.
I'm going to do the timer.
Here's the question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Other than Southern Nazarene University, what was your school of choice and why?
For post-high school education.
Correct.
Like school that I wished I would have gone to?
Correct.
I'm from Houston, as most people know, and a lot of my friends went to Texas A&M. And I kind of, looking back, I'm like, I probably should have gone to Texas A&M because they have an excellent engineering program. And that's what I say I kind of missed out on. I felt like I have an engineering mind. I should have been an engineer. And looking back, I would have gone to Texas A&M probably had they let me in with my terrible grades. Although decent SAT scored once again. But, Texas A&M, I think. Maybe University of Texas. It wasn't nearly as hard to get into back when. It's very difficult to get into. It's all weird for people that don't know about, like, those that graduate in the top 10% of their class in Texas are guaranteed entrance, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. But there you go. Did I answer to your satisfaction?
Very good.
Okay, good.
Very concise answer, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Although, like I said before on the one about college education, I don't regret my decision to go to the University of
Southern I knew you back
Michigan.
Then, and I don't know if you were prepared for that.
Oh, I'm not saying I would have succeeded.
Like, it's hard to hide what we know now. Like, if I knew then what I know now, blah, blah, blah.
What's your point? What's your point, Ken?
Like, you were a different person back then.
Yeah,
well,
I was.
It's a different student, I should say.
No, yeah.
I mean,
was.
You can handle it now.
Oh, 100%, yes.
But back then...
Well, I didn't handle SNU very well.
Yeah,
either,
I mean,
did
you
so.
Did you did nine
you did
majors.
You did when you got serious about it.
No, I did when I got serious, yeah. but as an 18-year-old, I just wasn't
okay.
prepared. So.
Question okay. for Brent C.
Okay. You're originally from Arkansas, is that correct?
That is correct.
So the it's two-parter.
That's a quick answer.
No, that's not the question.
Well, you just asked the question.
Crap. It's a two-parter. Part A. Are you ever embarrassed to tell people you're from Arkansas? And the second part, the bigger part of this, when people ask you where you're from that don't know you, say you're on a cruise and some guy from Florida asks you, hey, where are you from? What state do you identify with? What do you tell them?
Answer to the first question, I'm never embarrassed to say that I'm from Arkansas because I usually will follow it up with a joke that I was educated in my primary education in Arkansas, but I moved to Oklahoma to actually get smart. So that usually then opens up a whole other range of conversation. Really, Oklahoma, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And second, no, I'm not ever ashamed in any way to say that I was raised in Arkansas, and I do identify with Arkansas in a lot of different ways. I think my personality is more Southern, for lack of a better word, than most people would. So yeah, I'm fine with.
When people ask you from far away, where are you from? What do you say?
Arkansas.
You say Arkansas even
absolutely.
To this day.
Absolutely.
Okay. Even though they might mean like where are you living now? Do you consider yourself an Oklahoman or an Arkansan? You only get one there. I know I'm cheating here, but
I have lived in Oklahoma longer than I've lived
yep,
in Arkansas. I now consider myself an Oklahoman.
You do,
but I'm not a native Oklahoman.
I
got here as quick as I could.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Usually clarify. I mean, I'm from Texas, so I'll say I'm from Texas, but live in Oklahoma.
I just say when people say where you're from, I just say Oklahoma. I don't even now if they say something, oh, I grew up. I was like, well, I grew up in Texas, but I live in Oklahoma now. So, and I think if you've lived somewhere longer than you've lived in another area, then you got to identify and say that you're that person, right?
I agree.
So, okay, all right. Thank you for that. Thank you. It's been a blast.
It has been fun.
This has been one fun three-way. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Hey, there's another one.
Ken, once again, what's the look about? I don't understand. He's acting weird today, I'll tell you. He's on something. But all right, so let's move on now. This is going to be exciting, Brent, okay?
I can't wait.
I've
seen the chicken in the green room.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you got to hang out with him a little bit?
A little bit. And
okay.
I was a little bit starstruck.
Anywho.
With the chicken.
I'm going to help you out a little bit here.
Okay.
Number one, don't talk directly to him.
Don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact. Don't directly talk. Unless he talks to you, then you can engage. Do you understand?
But the chicken can't talk.
I translate
yeah,
for
Ken,
the chicken.
Ken does
okay,
translate
okay.
for chicken.
Now,
so.
Has the chicken ever considered doing a duet? Because I know another chicken.
No, Brent.
Okay.
Wow.
No,
okay.
I'm just saying.
He's on the
you're
show.
Overstepping your bounds. I'll be
on the show one time.
I know.
He's telling us how
that's
to run
what I'm
it.
Saying.
I'm not
twice
telling you how to run it.
To
I'm just asking
twice.
If the chicken, it's a
Anywho.
Free country.
Anywho. All right, I'm going to lay some groundwork here.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
So here's what we're going to do. When the chicken starts performing, like I said, don't look at him, don't talk to him. But when you've got the song, just say your name. I like that better. Ken disagrees.
Say name. There's only three of us in the room.
Just do it.
Okay.
Just do it because I'm the talent.
Do I go Brent C?
Brent. There's not multiple Brents on the show. There's one Brent.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get the rules.
There's not multiple chickens. There's not multiple Brents. There's not multiple Ken H's. And there's only one Shane for sure.
Okay. I will say my
name. Does everybody understand that?
I got it. I got the rules.
But you need to know. Now, this is Ken's thing and not mine.
Okay.
You need to know both the artist and the song title.
So we can't do your whole trickery where
don't say that. Don't say it like that.
Well, it's a trick, but it's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about. A, I don't know what you're talking about. But B, you can't cheat if that's what you're asking.
Okay, no, I'm not accusing you of cheating. I'm just saying maybe stretching the rules to your advantage.
The chicken's about to leave. He just texted me.
Let's go.
He just texted me.
Let's go.
It says, I'm done with these jokers.
Okay.
I don't believe
he's going to go have his own podcast.
Okay. Without further ado, it's time for
Using with Chicken.
Okay, the chicken and I were talking last night, and we came up with a softball. I think the guest is going to get this really fast.
Yeah.
And to keep it relevant, it's in the realm of media. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's a movie theme. Okay. Sorry. Are y'all ready?
chicken.
But if you tailored this for our guest, I cry foul already. I'm starting to fill
the
out.
The guest doesn't know, though. Do you know, have we discussed this, Brent? Has the chicken contacted you and told you what?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, so.
I feel like
that's the God's honest
truth. I'm already starting to fill out paperwork to protest this after.
All I can say is you need to be next to your mic and ready to go.
Now, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Just to further elaborate on this. If I know or you know, but we are so enjoying the chicken, can we just raise our hands to the chicken?
No, because they can't. Okay. This is a podcast.
The chicken is a professional.
People can't hear your hands.
Well, they might.
The chicken is a professional.
They can't. He is. Just say your name one time and then let the chicken continue going. Let the chicken finish is what I'm saying. If you don't let the chicken finish,
chicken
won't be trouble.
Chicken wanted to say something.
Okay.
So what the chicken just said is that y'all are lame.
Wow.
And
don't respond to that, Brent.
I'm not.
Just
look at the floor. He's getting a little irritated.
At the floor.
He's ready to. Okay. Are y'all ready for the chicken show?
I guess.
Okay, this song came out in 1977. Brent may know it just from that.
We were all four.
Okay.
I know. Any guesses before he even plays it?
Yeah.
No, don't say it, though.
I'm not.
Okay, I'm ready.
Bok, bok, bok. Bok, 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 bok. Bok, 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 bok. Bok, 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 bok.
Jerry Reed, the Bandit.
Bok 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 bok.
All right, I think.
Did the chicken just flip me off when he walked out of the room?
I think I'm gonna win this one.
Listen, can I file a formal complaint that chicken just flipped me off?
The chicken is way more important than you,
I guess,
to this show.
I guess.
Need to go apologize.
I didn't understand the rules.
Go apologize to the chicken.
I'm not going to go apologize to the freaking chicken.
All right. I think I'm going to win this. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Brent was too early, but it's fine. It's fine. I've heard that.
He's a guest.
It's okay, right?
Too early?
Yeah.
You said as soon as I know it.
Have you heard that, Ken?
There's so many softballs being tossed around this room.
He's looking at me very weirdly. But... You got the person, the song, the artist correct.
Okay.
Jerry Reed, correct? Hang on. No, Jerry Reed,
I didn't get the title correct.
No, but you said a title. What did you say?
I said The Bandit, and that's not the name of the song.
But Jerry Reed, that's right, you said.
That's right.
Now because he's wrong on half of it, I get to go, right?
On a technicality, maybe, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree that it's Jerry Reed. Is that correct?
As soon as I said it, yes. I recognize the error. But it doesn't matter.
Cut his mic off.
Okay, go ahead. Just go ahead.
It's Jerry Reed, correct?
Yes.
Eastbound and Down.
You got it.
Boom!
Hey, that's I'm very impressed that you knew that, considering you said he said the last time, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind. It's fine. You win. Good job.
Wow. You're quite a tease, Brent. Also heard that about you. Anywho, I'm the winner.
winner, chicken dinner.
Technicality, sure. But, hey, if you're going to go early like that, bro, you gotta make sure you have the right
answer. You got to bring the goods. I get it.
One shot, one opportunity, okay?
Yep.
And you blew it. You blew it. And I just was there.
He was excited there for a moment, though, wasn't he?
He was. He was. Nope. Nope. Ken, nope. No. No. Ken. All right. Brent, hey.
Yeah.
Don't mock the talent.
Okay, I'm not mocking
it. You ticked off the chicken. You're mocking the talent. Wow. I don't know if you'll ever be invited back on the show.
I hope that I will, because I'll be honest, it has been the pleasure of my life.
Wow, that's disappointing if that's true.
I feel sorry for you. I've lived a sad life. What can I say?
Well, I really feel sorry for it. You know what? And here's the thing. We're almost out of time. The guest gets the last word. Okay, that's a new thing. Guest gets the last word. Anything you want to say about anything. This could be save the rainforest. I don't care. Whatever. You get a few seconds until I cut you off.
Well, I mean, that's really
good. That's good enough. Thank you. Appreciate it. So.
Wow. That's a good spot to end it.
All right. Great episode, guys. Great
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I'm cutting about half of this out.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
It was
all right.
Fun.
Well, seriously, Brent, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Us. And maybe we'll have you back someday.
Okay.
Like someday. In a few years. All right. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening. And until next time.